Ever get that feeling like truth is stranger than fiction?
Yeah, pretty sure we've all been there.
Well, get ready because today's deep dive is a doozy. We're talking the case of the naked burglar and the frozen pizza.
Okay, you've definitely got my attention. Naked burglar and pizza. Lay it on me.
So this all went down in Wisconsin back in 2019, and it's one of those stories that just makes you scratch your head and go, wait, what?
I'm intrigued. What happened?
All right, picture this. 31-year-old guy, Timothy Travers, decides to break into a house.
Okay, not that unusual so far. Burglaries happen.
Right, but here's the twist. He does it completely naked.
Whoa, hold up. Naked? All right, that's definitely not your average burglary. What was his deal?
Exactly. That's what everyone was wondering. Was he trying to make some kind of statement? Was it a dare? A mental health thing? We'll get into all that.
Please do, because I'm already hooked.
So Travers gets into this house, right? But instead of grabbing valuables like you'd expect, he makes himself at home, like actually at home.
What do you mean?
He finds a frozen pizza in the freezer, pops it in the oven, grabs a beer from the fridge. The works. Like he's settling in for a quiet night in.
Wow. Okay, that is strange. It's like his judgment was completely out of whack. Makes you wonder if drugs or alcohol were involved.
That's a definite possibility. And it brings up this whole area of disinhibition in psychology, where external factors can lower your inhibitions and lead to, well, questionable choices.
Right. Like how some people become totally different people after a few drinks. Not that that excuses anything, of course. The law is pretty clear on that.
Totally. So where were we? Ah, yes. Travers is living it up in this stranger's house. Pizza's probably almost ready.
And then the homeowner gets home, right? Finds this naked dude chilling on their couch.
Bingo. You can imagine the shock. Homeowner calls 911 immediately.
Talk about a nightmare scenario. I mean, finding out your house has been burglarized is bad enough, but then finding the burglar naked and eating your pizza.
Oh.
It's almost comical, but also really scary. It really underscores how violating burglary is.
Absolutely. And of course, the police show up, find Travers in flagrante delicto, so to speak, and arrest him. But here's the thing. When they question him, he claims he thought it was his house. Blamed it on sleepwalking.
Oh, come on. That's the oldest excuse in the book.
Right. Except remember those searches on his phone about how to break into houses?
Oh, right. You mentioned that earlier. That's not something a sleepwalker does. So what happened next?
Well, despite his claims, he was charged with burglary, theft, disorderly conduct, the whole shebang. And get this, he could have faced up to 14 years in prison.
14 years? That's serious time.
It is. But in the end, he got 2 years probation.
Really? Only probation?
Yeah.
That seems lenient, considering.
I know, right? But it just goes to show how complex the justice system can be. There's all these factors at play, like his lack of prior offenses, the possibility of mental health issues. It's never black and white.
That's true. Every case is different, and you have to weigh the circumstances.
So what's the takeaway here? I mean, was this just a bizarre drunken escapade, a cry for help, or something else entirely?
Honestly, I don't know if we'll ever have a clear answer. But what makes this case so fascinating is that it forces us to confront the unpredictable nature of human behavior. It's a good reminder that sometimes things just don't make sense.
And that maybe we should double check our locks just in case there's a naked pizza enthusiast roaming the streets.
Now that's a thought I could have gone without.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of this very strange case. Until next time.